brought that the first question asked the person after death is first brought to trial, the angels bring him, inject a feeling of terror in him, ask him quickly, what is your name? He becomes so terrified he forgets his name. Why does he forget it? Because he's dead. Dead means atzva, sadness. So that the fact that he is sad makes him forget his name. Therefore, a person, too, who does not have the simcha in him, is as though he has forgotten his name, doesn't know his name. This was said by the Ben Hazal, a light vein, but there's a lot of depth to it. Next paragraph will have more about this topic. Here the Ben Hazal stresses again, the item of simcha is so important that simcha can actually bring a person to life. One who is on the verge of death can be brought back to life through simcha. You see a person who is very sad, and who is so sad that he is completely dejected, he is embittered, he refuses to continue living because of his bitterness and suffering. If you bring simcha to him, liven this person up, make him happy, you brought new life to the person. This is the same as literally bringing a dead person to life. Because there are some people who are so filled with so much suffering, there's so much worries and so much wrong things that happen to them, bad things, sad items, it is difficult for them to ever really feel happy. Now, if they have someone come to them with encouragement, with light talk, with talk of ischaskus, to give them a new life and to bring them words of encouragement from Teda, Tzadikim, to them, this means new life. How valuable is this? The Ben Hazal quotes the Gemara. But one of the rabbis once met Eliyahu Navi in the marketplace. He said to Eliyahu Navi, in this large area here, there are so many people around. Can you point out anyone who is definitely going to go to Gan Eden? Eliyahu Navi said, of all the people here, a lot of good people too, but definitely I can only point to two people. And this rabbi ran to these two people and asked them, they looked the same as any other ones. He asked them, what do you do? What does your greatness consist of? They said, very ordinary. Are you great scholars in Teda? They said, not any better than anybody else. Perhaps they were less. So he said to them, well, describe your actions. It must be something you did that's wonderful. They said, nothing, just that our custom is, we go through, wherever we go, we find people who are very sad. We start telling them jokes, light items. We do things that are comical, to bring a happiness or a smile to their lips. We raise their spirits, we bring simcha to them, and they're a changed person. This brings life to them. Of course, it's like taking a dead person, bringing them to life. Therefore, the Gemara says, these two batchi, they were called jokers, were zecher to eternal life in Gan Eden. The reward for bringing life to those who were like dead was they got a guarantee of eternal life. The Ben Hazal says, so important is this mitzvah of bringing simcha to others, no matter how you do it, no matter what method you use, whether you use by telling jokes, of course, ones that are not tainted, clean ones, good ones, pure ones, or by simply smiling and making that smile contagious, to bring simcha to another person, by injecting simcha to a person, by giving words of encouragement, by belittling the suffering of that person, showing that it's not as bad as he thinks, persuading him, convincing him that times will improve. Above all, that the person should know that there is reason for simcha, because there is bitochen, there is emuna. Have faith that everything that happens for the good, it's all the act of Hashem for your good, and that the future definitely be very good, because if a person suffers now, there certainly is a happier future in store for him. A person who does that to others is performing a mitzvah of bringing new life to a Jew, and his reward is eternal life. We should be zechut to fulfill the advice, the ages of Ben Hazal, to have his hespedidus every day, and to be besimcha always. This simcha should spread among all of us, among all the Jews. We should be zechut to the simcha kolius, with coming of Mashiach Kenu, we should see the building of the mitzvah. Amen. Amen.